Al Jazeera Podcasts.
We begin in southern Gaza, where the Rafah border crossing has been closed on the Palestinian side by Israeli tanks. That's according to the border authority. Egyptian officials are condemning the move, saying Israel's actions in Rafah are threatening efforts towards reaching permanent ceasefire. And Israel is now blocking the main artery, bringing humanitarian aid into the strip, where many people are already experiencing full-blown famine. That says heavy bombardment is continuing in Rafah. At least 24 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli strikes after the Israeli war cabinet unanimously voted to continue military operations in the city. And that came despite Hamas saying it's ready to accept a ceasefire deal. Two Israeli soldiers have been killed in a Hezbollah drone attack. That strike, launched from southern Lebanon, hit targets near the northern Israeli settlement of Metula. It was one of a series of attacks by Hezbollah that included rockets. The Israeli army said it's since struck several Hezbollah buildings and compounds in southern Lebanon. Last week, Myanmar's military government banned conscription-aged men from leaving the country for work as it continues to take losses in fights against multiple armed groups. The new law came after tens of thousands applied for visas to avoid military conscription. But thousands more are joining armed groups to oppose the junta. The Russian President Vladimir Putin has been inaugurated in the halls of the Kremlin for a sixth term in office. So he's led Russia since 1999, including a four-year term as prime minister. Putin won a landslide victory in elections in March, but any serious political opponents were barred from running on technical grounds. And most Western powers boycotted that ceremony, except for the French ambassador. American aerospace company Boeing has called off the launch of its Starliner spaceship just 2 hours before liftoff. Astronauts were strapped in their seats when engineers noticed the valve was buzzing, a sign it could be about to fail. The company said that the crew were never in any danger. The next launch attempted is scheduled for Friday.
Coming up on The Take, Israel orders Palestinians to evacuate eastern Rafah ahead of an expected ground invasion. So, why hasn't a ceasefire been reached? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.